My loving good neighbors that comes to behold. Me silly poor beckles and cares manifold, in sorrow a drowned which floated of late, with tears all bedewed at my woeful state, with fire so consumed, most woeful to view, who spoil thy poor people forever may rue, when well you have viewed my total decay, and pity have pierced your hearts as it may. Say thus, my good neighbors, that God in his ire, for sin hath consumed poor Beckles with fire. For one only perish myself I must vaunt, to match with the bravest, for who but will grant the sea and the country me fitting so nigh, the fresh water river so sweet running by, my meadows and calm in such prospect of health, my fairs in summer so garnished with wealth, my market so served with corn, flesh, and fish, and all kind of victuals that poor men would wish, that who but knew Beckles with sighing me say, would God of his mercy had spared my decay. But oh, my destruction, oh, most dismal day! My temple is spoiled and brought in decay, my market's dead burned, my beauty defaced, my wealth overwhelmed, my people displaced, my music is wailing, my mirth it is moon, my joys are departed, my comfort is gone, my people, poor creatures, are mourning in woe, still wandering, not wotting which way for to go, like silly poor Trojans whom Sinon betrayed, but God of thy mercy, relieve them with aid. O day most unlucky, the wind loud in sky, the water hard frozen, the houses so dry, to see such a burning, such flaming of fire, such wailing, such crying through scourge of God's ire, such running, such working, such taking of pain, such whirling, such hailing, such reaving in vain, such robbing, such stealing from more to the less, such dishonest dealing in time of distress, that what so hard-hearted and worn out of grace, but pity may pierce him to think of my case. But oh, my good neighbors that see mine estate, be all one as Christians, not live in debate, with rapping and trapping each other in thrall, with watching and prying at each other's fall, with hoving and shoving and striving in law, of God nor his gospel one standing in awe, live not in heart burning and God never rest, to Christ once be turning, not use him in jest, live lovely together and not in discord, let me be your mirror to live in the Lord. But though God have pleased for sin to plague me, let none think their living is cause they escape free, but let them remember how Christ once did tell, their sins were not greater on whom the wall fell, but least you repent ye, this much he doth say, be sure and certain ye also decay. Let none then persuade them so free from all thrall, but that their real living deserveth a fall. Thus farewell, forget not my woeful annoy. God send you good new year, and bless me with joy.